Iowa governor signs bill expanding powers against sweepstakes casinos. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a new gambling enforcement bill that gives state regulators broader authority to pursue sweepstakes casinos and other unlicensed gaming operators. Senate File 2289 strengthens the enforcement powers of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission by allowing regulators to issue cease and desist orders and seek injunctive relief against unauthorized gambling activity. The law takes effect on July 1. Iowa takes broader enforcement approach. Unlike several other states that specifically targeted dual-currency sweepstakes casino models in legislation, Iowa chose a broader enforcement route. The new law inserts the term illegal sweepstakes into state gambling statutes and gives regulators clearer authority to act against operators offering games of chance, sports wagering, or other gambling products without a license or legal authorization. The measure does not directly define sweepstakes casinos through dual currency systems, which have become a major focus in other states. Instead, Iowa lawmakers backed an enforcement-based approach designed to strengthen the regulators' ability to pursue unlicensed operators under existing gambling law. State regulators had argued they previously lacked sufficient authority to move quickly against illegal gambling businesses. The legislation passed unanimously through both chambers before the final version of Senate File 2289 reached Reynolds' desk. Sweepstakes crackdown continues across U.S. Iowa's action comes during a wider national crackdown on sweepstakes casino platforms and similar online gaming models. Several states, including Indiana, Maine, and Oklahoma, have advanced more direct prohibition bills targeting dual-currency sweepstakes systems that simulate casino-style gaming. Those laws typically focus on virtual currencies, cash-equivalent rewards, and online casino products that operate outside traditional gambling regulation. Iowa's approach more closely resembles Nevada's recent enforcement model, which strengthened penalties and enforcement powers against illegal gambling activity without creating a sweepstakes-specific framework. That strategy had a significant effect in Nevada, where many sweepstakes operators later exited the state market. Law also covers fantasy sports and pari mutuel betting. The Iowa measure also extends enforcement authority to unlicensed daily fantasy sports contests, pari mutuel wagering, and advanced deposit wagering operators. Regulators will now have clearer statutory authority to pursue civil enforcement action against platforms considered to be operating illegally in the state. The growing debate around sweepstakes casinos reflects wider disagreements across the U.S. gambling industry over whether such products represent promotional entertainment or unlicensed online casino gambling. While some states have moved aggressively toward prohibition, others have struggled to pass legislation this year, with proposed sweepstakes restrictions failing to advance in several jurisdictions including Florida, Maryland, Mississippi, and Virginia. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission is expected to begin operating under the expanded enforcement powers once the law formally takes effect this summer.